This debacle, where we've seen vulnerable families used as pawns in political games, is indeed typical of how this executive does business and highlights a lack of collaboration and collective responsibility between departments and ministers. And this has also been painfully evident in how the executive has dodged, or ducked and dived to dodge, any responsibility around the local growth fund fiasco, leaving vital services without funding, valuable staff without jobs, and vulnerable people without support.